Eric Gustafson is a young guy who works at his family's drugstore. He says he plans to stick around because he likes his small town, Elburn, Illinois, just as it is. It's still got a working grain elevator and animal feed stores. It also has a real town center, a strip of shops that people can walk to. But like a lot of his neighbors, Eric's bothered by some of the sprawling subdivisions that are popping up nearby. He doesn't want to see that kind of development come to Elburn. He says it would become a place where neighbors live too far apart and everyone has to drive to get anywhere. He does have hope, though.
I really think that the plan that Elburn has set in place will work a lot better and will control how things grow a little bit more instead of just things popping up in random places.
So, what's the plan? Well, it turns out Elburn's looking to its past for help. Residents used to catch passenger trains here for day trips to Chicago. The passenger service died out decades ago, but now Elburn's bringing in a new train station. It'll be part of the region's Metro Commuter Rail system. By next year, commuters will be able to avoid the congested roads that lead to Chicago. But the town also wants the station to be the center of a new neighborhood, a cluster of new shops, smaller homes, and even apartments. The idea is to get people to walk to stores and the train instead of driving to them, all of which is very different from what's happening in nearby subdivisions. Those are pretty much isolated tracts of big houses and little else. There is some danger in Elburn's plan, though. The proposed development could double the population, and the train station will attract extra car traffic to its parking lot. During our drive to the construction site, I asked the mayor, Jim Willey, whether this plan might kill the town while trying to save it.
I get the impression sometimes people wish that we had some kind of secret sauce that we could spray on the town and keep it just the way it is. And, you know, it's sad, but you can't do that. And change happens, and we have to deal with it.
At the site, construction machines packed down a couple acres of dirt. It took a decade, a lot of political will, and $140 million to start the project. But Jim says that was the easy part. It'll be harder to resist the temptation to stray from the plan and build only big, single-family homes here. He says a compact mix of stores and housing will be good for the region, not just Elburn. If there's enough housing here, maybe there'll be less pressure to build houses on the nearby farms.
You can't go anywhere in the world and find finer farmland than where we're at right now. So the least that we can do is when we are going to convert this to housing is let's think about what we're doing. Let's try to make some intelligent decisions.
There are towns that look like Elburn's vision of the future. Last century, commuter towns with compact development sprung up along the country's commuter rail lines. But they all got their start in the days before interstate highways and long car commutes. So, is it possible to mimic those towns now, in the post-automobile age? Well, I put that question to Dave Schultz. He's with the Infrastructure Technology Institute, a federally funded transportation research group. He says it's hard to keep projects like Elburn's on track. Homes are clustered close to shops, what planners call high density. He cites Glenview, another Illinois town with a commuter rail station.
Basically, a number of members of the Glenview Village Board were voted out of office for approving a townhome development that was adjudged, apparently by voters, to be too high density near the train station. And I think what we have is a situation where people in the suburbs fear density.
Schultz says it's hard to change that attitude. But to fend off the sprawl of suburban development, towns like Elburn need to stay the course. Otherwise,
if all you're going to do is build a bunch of stations in the middle of the cornfields with giant parking lots to allow people to drive to the station from wherever they choose to live, I think a fairly strong argument can be made that you're not fighting sprawl, but you're in fact facilitating sprawl.
Dave Schultz says places like Elburn could be onto something. Maybe its plan for compact development will attract people looking for something different from typical suburban homes. If Elburn can keep its small town feel, maybe newcomers won't mind giving up their spacious yards and extra cars. For the GLRC, I'm Sean Ali.